odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Jackson, yeah. Have a good night?
No, I did not have a good night. Some idiot was attempting to play his guitar at 3 a.m.
I didn't think it was that late.
That was you?
Well, when I can't sleep, I play my guitar, and last night I couldn't sleep.
Well, I couldn't sleep either.
Oh, Jack, you should have told me. I would have lent you my guitar.
Sorry, I brought it up.
Hey, Jack, no apology necessary. What's that?
This is our new intercom system. Now, look, easy. All you have to do is flip this switch and you're connected up to my apartment.
Whoa, all right.
All right, I'm going to run upstairs. Let's test.
Okay.
Beam me up, Scotty. Yip, 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 let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Buddy, 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 buddy.
Now everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom.
Testing, testing. Can you hear me?
Who's this?
Come on, Easy. I just wanted to see if it's working. It is, and you should be too.
Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
Hi.
Vicky? What are you doing home?
I was a little tired, so they sent me home from work.
You're a little tired? Wow, you are warm. Listen, I'm going to take your temperature.
No, I'm fine. Really, there's nothing to worry about.
No, there's no harm in playing it safe. You know what they say, an ounce of prevention.
Jack, stop fussing over me.
Will you humor me? You know how much I love to play doctor. Mm-hmm. You be a good girl and keep that in your mouth. Doctor's orders.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Bradford. No, Vicky can't talk now. She's in bed. No, not again. She's not feeling well. Huh? No, Mr. Bradford, no, really, you don't have to come over. Hello? Oh, great.
What was that all about?
Your father's on his way over here. Boy, he must think I'm a total incompetent. Oh, my God, 103! Vicky, you're burning up!
Jack?
I can't, what?
Jack, did you shake down the thermometer?
I was about to. Don't worry, I'll find it. Here, Thermy. I found it.
Hi.
Vicky. Hey, Vicky. What are you doing out of bed?
I wanted to see you.
Oh, good. You've seen me, okay? I want to get you right back under those covers. Right,
come on, Jack. I'm tired of being stuck in the bedroom.
Okay, well, here. Maybe you just sit right here and it'll make you sleep. Put your little toes right on this pillow here. Okay, right here. Now just relax, okay? How's that?
That's great.
Okay. Listen, I'm making you some chicken soup.
I don't like chicken soup.
Well, you have to. Okay, no chicken soup. But, Vicky, come on now. It's really time. You got to take some aspirin.
I told you, I don't want any aspirin.
I know you told me, but it'll make you feel so much better.
Jack, will you stop fussing over me? I'm fine.
Okay, no more fussing. No more fussing. How about just half of one?
No.
You know, I can get you those chewable ones.
I'm fine.
Kids love them.
Jack, I'm fine.
What's wrong with my baby?
Well, she's a little under the...
Victoria, I got here as quickly as I could. How do you feel?
Oh, Daddy, I am sick.
Oh. Sorry, baby. Daddy brought just the thing to fix you up. Chicken soup.
Vicky doesn't like chicken soup.
With your favorite alphabet noodles.
Alphabet noodles? You remembered.
Would you put this away till later? Look what else I brought.
My old ducky slippers. Oh, where did you ever find them?
Oh, I kept them. I've kept all your old things. Just in case.
Oh, Daddy, I love these slippers. Oh. Aren't they great?
Yeah, they really quack me up.
Ducky slippers.
And I didn't forget to bring strawberry soda to wash down the aspirin.
Vicky won't take aspirin.
That's because you don't know how to make her take them. Itsy bitsy spider come up. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again.
I feel better already.
Of course.
Vicky, did I ever show you how I can take off my finger? Check this out.
Help me.
Did you think to call the doctor?
No. It's just a trick, see? Otherwise I'd... Oh, you mean for her?
Yes.
Oh, no, Vicky didn't want me to call a doctor.
Oh, there's my brave little girl. I didn't think you would call, so I called old Doc Morris. And until he gets here, young lady, I think that you should be in bed.
Mr. Bradford, if you don't mind,
Now, you just snuggle into bed and take a nice nippy nap.
That's my side. But that's okay. That's fine. No problem. Let me get you a pillow.
I've already got that. How's that?
Huh? Oh, that's nice.
Well, she likes them fluffed up, if you don't mind. Oh, okay. Reads your TVs. Okay, how's that? Is that a little better there? Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you both.
Look, I know you're trying to help, but right now I'd like to get some rest.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think sleeping is something I can do alone.
I wish you'd thought of that before you met him.
That's right. Mr. Bradford.
Can't you see that she's sleeping?
Yes, I can see that, and you can go home now. I'll take care of her.
Oh, really? Then how come she's sick?
Didn't she ever get sick when she was living with you?
Yes, she did. That was her mother's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Could I have a glass of water, please?
I'll get it.
Make sure the glass is clean.
Daddy, you worry too much.
I can't help it. Daughters don't grow on trees, you know.
Oh, Daddy, I'll be fine.
I'll see to that. Now you get back in bed.
Here we go.
I'll take it from here.
Hey. I poured it. Itsy bitsy spider crawls up his pants. Yes?
I'm Dr. Morris. May I come in?
You're old Doc Morris?
I'm his son.
Billy?
Mr. Bradford.
What happened to your father?
He got called to the hospital.
Oh,
well, we'll wait for your father.
Don't be ridiculous, Jack. I've been taking very good care of her. I gave her chicken soup, aspirin, and strawberry soda.
Strawberry soda?
I was a medic in the army. Victoria's in the bedroom.
Yeah, I better tell her to get dressed.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, will you stop behaving like an idiot?
I will not. I mean, listen, we're both worried about Vicky, right? I think it's silly that we're arguing like this. Okay, let's just...
You're right, Jack, and I accept your apology.
I wonder what's taking young Dr. Kildare so long.
He's only been in there 5 seconds.
Oh, you through already, Doctor?
Well, it doesn't take too long to diagnose measles.
She's got the measles?
Yeah, the spots are just starting to show.
I didn't see any spots on her face.
That's not where they're starting to show.
uh, What can we do for her?
Yes, Doctor, I was wondering, what can we do for her?
Well, she'll need complete bed rest for a week or two. Give her a lot of fluids, and I'll be by to check on her tomorrow.
Oh, Doctor, hang on. Doctor, aren't measles contagious?
Only if you've never had them.
I've never had them.
Then they're contagious. I wouldn't go near her if I were you.
Well, who's going to take care of
her? I've had the measles. Excuse me. Warm up the chicken soup. Victoria's finally asleep.
Oh, good. What are you doing in my pajamas?
Getting ready for bed. I just hope this cheap fabric doesn't give me a rash.
You're sleeping here?
Of course. Suppose Victoria needs something in the middle of the night.
I can take care of her.
And risk getting the measles so they'll close down your restaurant?
Well, there's no place for you to sleep here.
Oh, well, I'll sleep in that chair.
Won't that be uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable? When I was in the army, many's the night I slept on the cold, hard ground with a rock for my pillow and the snow my blanket.
You were at Valley Forge?
Yes, blanket. Will you be still?
Sweet dreams, Mr. Bradford. Sweet dreams.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Take the bed.
If you insist. Sweet dreams, Jack. Sweet dreams.
Gently pull to the left. Good. Now that you're loose. And a one, two,
I'm exercising. Wouldn't hurt you to work out a little. Come on.
Oh, no, thanks. I like to wake up before I do anything strenuous.
Where are you going?
Check on Vicky.
There's no need. I already did. She'll have breakfast. You can bring fresh orange juice, eggs over lightly, bacon, and a blueberry muffin.
Oh, she's feeling better.
That's for me. Vicky, you'll have hot tea and toast. You start the breakfast, I'll answer the door.
Do you mind? This is my home, my door. I'll get it. Yes?
Yes, I'm looking for Mr.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot my thing.
Good morning, Mr. Bradford.
Good morning, Miss Rockwell.
I brought everything you requested, including a change of clothes.
You could put all that right over there.
Yes. Now, I've informed the office that you'll be here for the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Miss Rockwell, we'll move that table out and use it as a desk. There's a lovely washroom right through there, and you don't even need a key.
Oh, how nice.
You're going to turn this place into an office?
Do my best. Come along, I'll show you where you can make my coffee.
Hi.
Oh, Vicky, you feeling any better?
Eh, so-so. I missed you last night.
Oh, I missed you, too. You are a lot more fun to sleep with than your father.
Don't take another step. Victoria, why aren't you in bed?
I just wanted to talk to Jack.
Send him a note. You can dictate it to my secretary.
Oh, Daddy, I'm just...
I know you miss him. God knows why. But the sooner you get well, the sooner you'll be able to see him again. Now, get back to bed.
All right. Jack, catch.
Give me that.
Kisses carry germs, you know. Jack, breakfast?
Yes, master. Orange juice, eggs, blueberry milk.
Okay, that's the last of the lunch customers.
Jack, lunchtime. I'll have a slice of rare prime rib, a baked potato, and a Caesar salad.
Great, another four-course banquet for Henry VIII.
That man is driving me crazy.
Why don't you just ask him to leave?
Oh, I can't. I need somebody to take care of Vicky, you know, get her medicine, bring her food.
Hey, I could do that.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Have you had the measles?
Yeah, twice.
You can only get the measles once.
I didn't know any better. I was just a kid.
Easy, you really wouldn't mind taking care of Vicky?
Mind? I'd be proud to.
Oh, great. Well, let's go upstairs. I'm going to get rid of Bradford.
Well, listen, I'll be right up. As soon as I get something out of my van to cheer up Vicky.
And so I will be looking for payment before Thursday. If I've not received your check by then, I'll sue you for every cent you've got. Your friend, James W. Bradford.
Mr. Bradford, I got to talk to you.
I wish you wouldn't interrupt during business hours.
No, I know it's been a real sacrifice for you to give up your home and your office to be here helping out like this.
So?
So I know what a busy man you are.
Get to the point, Jack.
Well, the point is I found somebody else to take care of Vicky, somebody who's had the measles.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
It is? It is, right, yeah.
Oh, I guess my usefulness here is over with. Miss Rockwell, you may go.
Yes, Mr.
I'll just say goodbye to Victoria.
Of course.
Victoria.
Hi, Daddy.
I have to leave now.
Oh?
Jack is throwing me out.
What?
I thought I was helping.
Oh, now, come on, Daddy. I'm sure there's some mistake.
Oh, well.
Jack?
Yeah?
Did you ask my father to leave?
Well, not exactly. Just that I know what a busy man he is, so I got somebody else to take care of you. Easy.
Easy?
Easy?
I am. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Easy.
I'm going to have you feeling better in no time. It's a salt and shame in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Come on, you guys.
cream in a car. Come on. Ghostbusters!
Let's not spoil it for her. She hasn't seen the film yet, okay? See, look, you know what occurred to me? If you got the measles twice, you can catch it three times.
I never thought of that.
Well, I did. So listen, why don't you take the afternoon off and go surfing?
No?
Well, everybody's learning how. Go on the safari with them. You mean it? Absolutely. And take your guitar with you.
My guitar?
Yeah, and when you're about 3 miles out, drop it in the ocean.
Drop it in the ocean?
Would you do that?
That's where I found it in the first place.
Excuse me, Mr. Bradford, could I speak to you for just a minute?
What happened to Mr. Music?
He's not staying. He had things to do.
Oh, no encore? Well, I'll just gather up my things and get out of your way.
Mr. Bradford?
Yes?
I was hoping that, that...
I'd stay?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, please.
Well, if you're begging me... You are begging me. I'll stay. On one condition.
No conditions. Come on, now. You've taken over my home, my phone, my bed. That's it.
Jack, I had no idea you felt this way.
Well, I do.
Guess my being here hasn't been easy for you.
No, it hasn't.
I see. You know, I think I have an idea that'll make you very happy. Is there a good motel around here?
Yes, there is.
Wonderful. I'll help you pack.
What?
Someone's at the door.
Hi. Come in, Doctor.
I'll see if Victoria's awake.
How is Vicky?
How should I know? I never get to see her. All I do is cook Bradford's meals, give him my bed, and make dinner for him. You know what I'd like to do?
Stick out your tongue.
No, that's too childish. What I'd really like to do...
I want to look at your throat.
Oh.
Well, I'm afraid you've caught the measles.
I have?
Yeah, you better get right into bed.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Remember, Vicky, I caught the measles.
Why?
You know, for lunch, I'll have a fruit cup. I think Vicky might like a tuna salad. Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
An elderly man moves in with a trio and causes chaos. Three's Company, next on Deja Vu.